This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, Yuzi, this story is really for you.
Uh-oh.
There's a place in Mexico called Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, for years, it was called Hotel California Todos Santos.
Oh, Todos Santos. Okay.
So, and it's in Todos Santos.
Right.
So the Eagles are suing them. It's, you know, it's in Mexico, so it's not actually in California. But the band claims that the owners are trying to make people think that they're connected. They play Hotel California and other Eagles songs in the hotel.
Well, that would make sense.
And they sell merchandise calling the hotel legendary, which implies it was actually the inspiration for the song.
Oh.
The suit says the hotel's infringing on the Eagles Hotel California trademark, and they're asking that the place be banned from using the name. For what it's worth, it was built in 1950, so it predates the... And it was Hotel California
before
Todos Santos. Yeah, that's what it was called.
Oh, when you pull up Todos Santos, Hotel California Todos Santos comes up
pops
on the map.
Right up. So they just stopped using Todos Santos in the name in 2001, but it's been Hotel California Todos Santos the whole time. So it was built in 1950. It predates the song. The lawsuit says they've been trying to sponge off the Eagles since about 01. The song isn't based on any particular place, the band says. The building that stands for it on the cover of the album is actually, I guess this is a shot of the Beverly Hills Hotel, although it doesn't, it looks just like a kind of a random mission. That's the actual photo on the album.
So this place is actually in Baja California, which is probably pretty well traveled.
Yeah.
I mean, I drove up and down Baja all the time.
So the band, you know what's kind of funny about it? The band, actually, the Eagles used the photo of Beverly Hills Hotel without the hotel's permission.
They did?
At the time. And they, at one point, were sent to cease and desist. And then the lawyers, I guess, I don't know, bought the rights to the photo or whatever. Here's a picture of the actual existing Hotel California Todos Santos. Doesn't look anything like it.
No.
But that's how they market it. And who doesn't want to stay at the hotel? Welcome to the Hotel California.
I bet you I don't want to stay there.
Why? You don't like Todos Santos or you just
don't
want to
hotels
listen?
In general?
That's true.
Mean,
you don't want to stay in
really
any hotel.
Thing, yeah. So.
He'll stay in a tent in the parking lot in his sleeping bag he was going to put on the bed
condom,
anyway.
Yeah, his body condom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite to Cabo San Lucas, Todos Santos is.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
If you love Beyonce, there is no price too high. I don't think they're going to have any problem selling this. Especially, it'll be in plenty of time for Christmas, you'll be able to get this. She is selling a $300 lemonade box set. So here's what you get. The biggest draw is a 600-page coffee table book with, quote, hundreds of never-before-seen photos from the making of the album. And her personal writing and lyrics are interwoven throughout the book. 600 pages.
Well,
you know, people pay big money for some of those coffee table books. And, you know, this one's all bay all the time. You also get the album's first vinyl pressing, which is, of course, Lemonade Yellow. And then there's some, they say here, there's a foreword by scholar Michael Eric Dyson and poetry from Warsan Shire. And that's it. The book, the album, and the album on vinyl.
All right. Well, that'll mean something to somebody.
It sure will. The box sets are being made to order. They're not going to say they're not like limited to a certain number. Just whoever wants them, they won't even make them until they. These days that you can do that, you know, you can just order a photo book from. So what if it's 600 pages? You order it from Apple.com. You ever do that? Make a photo book? It's like a totally printed bound book.
I have. Well, we have done that. I can't say I've done it.
Yeah. It's nice. You can put in all kinds of text and arrange it all the way you want. I'm sure that, you know, someone had fun putting that together. And anytime they need one for the Beyonce $300 box set, they'll just print one out.
Yeah.
So they're being made to order. They are saying there's a limited edition. However, they're not putting a number on that. Limited to 50,000. I don't know. So if it sounds like a good deal to you. You can go to boxset.beyonce.com. Have your credit card handy. And it looks like they, if you pre-order it now, they're going to ship them sometime this summer. So listen, if you've got a Beyonce fan at your house,
they're going to sell 5,000 of those.
Oh, easy. I'm sure. Listen, people pay $300 for a concert ticket to see her.
Yeah.
Why would, you know, this is a great Christmas present for someone who's
a
huge fan.
Yeah.
Right. Who doesn't want that? That's into her, I should say. Shoot, I'll even look at the shucks. I mean, I'll look at the book. I love coffee table books. You ever find yourself standing in a Barnes & Noble just looking at, like, the big, you know, the big coffee table photography-style books?
No.
I've been duped into it. I have, like, Earth from Above and Under the Sea and, you know, Cottages of California.
Cottages of California.
Yeah, beautiful gardens from around the world. I have to stay away from that table.
Yeah,
man,
I would imagine.
Always buying some big, beautiful photo book. Bless you.
Thank you. They always
have them on sale. They're always on that sale table.
Jeez. John's got to taser you to drag you out of there, huh?
It's true. All right, let's do some. Oh, speaking of Beyonce, and because she makes me think of real estate because they've got $80 million to spend on a house and can't find one. Maybe they can talk the Kardashians into selling their place. Kim was saying that she's, you know, she's supposed to be not as flashy on Instagram anymore. But that does not mean that she's not going to be living in the lap of luxury. Don't you worry. It's not like she's downsizing her house or anything. They are going to move into their $20 million. Kim and Kanye are going to move into their $20 million Hidden Hills mansion.
And have a busted room, some junky room that she can take pictures in. Is that what they're going to
do? Yeah, you know what? That's a great idea for them. They should have one, you know, like kind of have some Hollywood set designer come in and put like peeling wallpaper and stains on the wall. You know, a mattress with a blood stain on it. I don't know, you know. Listen, this is how I live now, right? Yeah. She can wear some ripped up witch costume or something. Kim and Kanye are going to go ahead and move into their $20 million Hidden Hills mansion. It's 8 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, a spa, a movie theater, a makeup room, a lake.
Did you say 20 million?
20 million.
Oh,
I thought it was more than that. I know. Listen, it's not up in Beyonce and Jay-Z's range. They wouldn't even look. But look at the overhead of this thing. It's humongous.
No.
It actually looks like a farmhouse village. There's so many little pods. It's not like one big long thing. It's just all these different rooms that it's kind of neat. The house was new, brand new, when they bought it. So then they ripped it down to the studs and rebuilt the thing. So I think they spent about $10 million buying the place, and then they've spent $10 million renovating it so far. They are still months away from moving in. I don't know how long they've been working on it, since they had the first kid, right?
Years.
So how does she reconcile shedding material things with her mega mansion? She says it's security. The place will be as secure as Fort Knox. And security at this point for them is everything. The estate's in a gated community. And then for the property itself, it has state-of-the-art security, cameras, alarms, motion detectors, and apparently a safe room. Which, of course, it has a safe room. It probably has tunnels to, you know, escape tunnels. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want tunnels. The place will also be flanked by armed security guards 24/7. Kim was on Ellen's show last week talking about how the Paris robbery changed her life and she wasn't into flashy and material. She's probably still into those things. She just isn't into putting them on her Instagram. She was saying that they once defined her life and now she doesn't care about them at all. Well,
once you become a target the way she did, I'm sure it does change you.
Oh, I'm sure. Actually, Chris was in the news too. Chris Jenner, her mom. She just got a former security guard, arrested for felony stalking. This guy, Joshua Jacobs, he'd been fired by her. They're saying you're fired from the gated community where she lives. He was arrested at her home in his Hidden Hills for felony stalking. This is the third time he's
broken. Chris's home.
Chris's home.
Okay.
So I don't know if she, it sounds like he is part of the whole crew that I guess somebody got onto the property while Kim was living there with her then infant child.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris was so pissed that there had been a big security breach that she fired her whole security team and just hired a whole new company to do it. So this guy gained access to her house by breaking the barrier at the security gate. When he arrived on her property, her current security detail managed to detain him until the police arrived. And I guess this is the third time he's broken in. So he's expected to be charged with theft. Cops found him with a stolen sign-in sheet used by the security guards at the gated neighborhood. December 2015, she fired her entire security staff after a fan made her way into her home where Kim Kardashian, her daughter North, and then newborn Saint were living at the time. The trespasser duped security by saying he was there to help with her, with Kris Jenner's Christmas decorations, and got his way through. Hmm. He then easily walked into her office, confronted her.
Whoa.
In her home.
Ugh.
She called the police. He was a guy from Texas. And then in May of 2014, another man was arrested after making his way onto Kris Jenner's property and coming face-to-face with, they say Kardashian, so it must be Kim Kardashian, who found this guy walking around.
Man, they've all had this go on, huh?
Yeah. And, yeah, they're actually saying here, Kim, Kendall, and Kylie have all dealt with similar security breaches in the past. David Geffen has sold his home. He wanted $100 million for it. It looks, Vinny, it looks like it's right on the PCH. It's one of those houses that lines
one of the Malibu homes?
One of the Malibu homes.
Okay.
They're saying Carbon Beach. Does that sound familiar?
I'm not familiar with Carbon Beach, but it might be a private beach. That's why the house is so expensive.
It sounds like it is. This is, they're saying, it was the setting for a public battle in which he tried unsuccessfully to prohibit beachgoers from accessing the beach in front of his home. Because I think up to the high tide mark is where people can, that is the world.
Right.
So he wanted $100 million for the property. Here's an overhead shot of it. You know, it's just so funny, these houses in Malibu, I mean, to get $85 million for that, it doesn't even look like it's on an acre. I mean, it has multiple, it has a pool, it has a little bit of a yard.
It has the ocean, though.
It has the ocean, it's true. But still, it's a tiny sliver of, and there's a highway on one side, and then, of course, the beautiful beach on the other side. So he wanted $100 million, but he got $85 million for it.
Hmm. $85 million.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's driven that stretch knows these homes.
Right.
I mean, you can't. You drive in there and you're just like,
holy cow.
They live right.
They're blocking my view of the beach.
On the water. Right. I actually wouldn't, considering how much I love the ocean, I don't think I'd live that close to it.
Really?
But there's like a couple reasons. One, the rising water levels.
Amen.
Makes
brother.
Me very nervous. But also the amount of people around.
Right.
And that close to the beach, you've got that many people all day, every day. And then when summer hits, it I don't even know, quadruples? I don't
right.
know.
Like you can't even get out of your house.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
there's just
trying
so
to pull out
yeah. many people around the California beaches in the summer. And that's the way it is.
And it is a major thoroughfare. I mean, I've thought that myself. Like, to me, the biggest downside of living... Well, there's a couple downsides. I agree with you. You know, the beaches get crowded. But if you're a star... And you live in one of those Malibu houses, anybody who knows where you live can stand right outside and look into your giant floor-to-ceiling windows.
Well, and these homes, you don't even need to know who lives. Somebody lives in there.
Yeah.
Like, there's a good chance if you catch a view of somebody, they're somebody.
Right.
Angelina Jolie, or didn't the Jolie Pitts have a place right there, too?
That sounds like something they would have. But tons of famous people live right on that stretch. And it's just, I mean, to me, I love to have a little privacy, and just as a private citizen. And to think that you're facing what's basically a public beach and that people troll up and down that just in the hopes of spotting someone famous, it would make me agoraphobic. I'd never want to go out. I couldn't go out my front because, God, it's so hard pulling out on the PCH.
Right.
And I can't go out the back because everybody knows who I am. If I'm Jen Aniston or somebody. So anyway, the place is...
$85 million.
$85 million. Swimming pool and spa, theater, gym, outdoor living room with a fireplace. And it's Malibu's Carbon Beach neighborhood. So there you go. Main two-story residence and two guest houses. And it's actually a record for Malibu, they say.
Where's David?
$85 million.
Where's David moving to?
One of his 10 other homes.
Right, exactly.
He's worth... $7.5 billion.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I'm out of time. Vinny, what's coming up in La News?
A woman prays for guidance on how to get revenge on her boyfriend.
Oh, guidance from God?
Well, yeah. Oh. Prays.
How to get revenge. Is God down with revenge?
Well, I'll tell you.
No, he's not.
Well, yeah.
He might be.
After these. Radio.com.
Alice.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call today and get a jump on summer and a happier, healthier you. Jumpstart MD.
All right.
Man. I think we'd give the phone number since we're asking people to call, but look it up.
Yeah.
Look up the number for Jumpstart MD. Call today.
Call the website today.
Right. I probably should have kept that thought to myself.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to control that.
Here's what's happening.
All right.
The headline reads, YouTube stars lose custody of two children following their prank videos.
Oh. What kinds of pranks?
So YouTube stars, I probably don't have to tell most of you this, but there are probably a few out there, like myself, who along the way have found YouTube stardom is a thing, and it's, you can be a multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
The PewDiePie kid until some...
Did you say some Nazi stuff?
Yes, until some really racist crap came out of his mouth. In one of his videos, he was on his way big time.
Oh, he made like $11 million bucks last year.
Yeah,
like he was doing. Well, just but I don't know how it even affected his bottom line.
I think he was about to cross over to like TV stardom.
Oh, that's right. There was going to be some show,
and then he lost the show,
right?
Because of these videos where he went too far.
Yeah, you know the thing about it is, honestly, my kids think YouTube is TV.
Right.
Like there are shows that they watch on there. These people who are, he'll see something on TV, go, oh, like in a Pepsi commercial or something. He's like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's an unknown actor. He goes, no, that guy's a star.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh. Okay.
Well, these parents, they're known as Daddy-O-5 and Mommy-O-5. Heard
okay.
of them?
Nope. No, haven't heard
All
of
right.
them.
The parents, they say, rose to YouTube stardom by posting videos of themselves playing pranks on their children. They have now garnered backlash as some people are calling it child abuse and saying they've gone too far and they've temporarily lost custody of two of their children.
Oh, who are they going to prank now? What kinds of pranks are we talking about? Like, what was the thing that drove CPS over the edge?
According to this, two of the children are Heather's Mommy-O-5. They're Heather's stepchildren.
Uh-huh.
And Rose Hall, their biological mother, posted a video on YouTube, I guess this was today, saying that she has emergency custody of Emma, 11, and Cody, 9, saying that they're with me and that they're doing good and they're getting back to their playful selves. I guess the investigation comes from people making complaints about a bit they did where the parents doused the floor of one of the children's rooms with invisible ink and then angrily blamed the children for ruining the carpet. I don't know if I understand that. What's invisible?
Is it that stuff that disappears? Like when we were kids,
joking.
You had it,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you squirt someone with it, and then they're like, what are you doing? And then it just
disappears.
Oh, so the kids are freaking out saying they didn't do it, and then it goes away. But meanwhile,
they're so mean.
It seems benign. You'd think these kids would be onto it by now. I mean,
they're yelling at the kid. I mean,
yeah, but they've pranked
them so many
times.
As the children begin to cry and scream over the false accusation, the parents continue cursing and yelling at them.
See? Horrible.
Finally, Mommy-O-5 breaks into laughter. And Daddy-O-5 says, "You just got owned." Neither child laughs or smiles back at the parents.
They're thinking to themselves,
"Hilarious!
This
gag.
Is what my life is now."
Right.
My parents are constantly pulling gags on me. Fun. Mm.
The parents are saying the kids were acting. They were in on our gag. It's a bit. Uh-huh. We're just doing a bit. I think the parents found themselves in a pile and are saying anything to get out of it.
Right.
"We were going for shock value," says Mommy-O-5. The video's now been deleted and they've issued a public apology. But these are two grown-ups that make...
Well, they're trying to make a living, Vin.
Well, I was just going to say...
By torturing their children.
Yeah.
they make a living by doing bits, Jackass style. Well, not quite Jackass. Jackass is awesome, by the way. But they do bits on these kids.
Someone is saying it's way worse than it sounds. You really have to look up the videos to see them. And other people are saying, I wish they'd take the kids away. They're screaming curse words and abuse in every single video. They're horrible people.
Jesus, curse words at their kids? That is horrible. So they must have people, millions of people following them. Like, why do they keep doing this? Someone, we're encouraging this.
Well, someone's watching it. If they're getting hits, then it only escalates. That's right. How that goes. I was going to say, you know, as a guy who moved out when I was 18 and had countless roommates for years, once a prank catches fire in a house of boys, it becomes a nightmare.
Right.
Like, it's war. It's prank war, and you are constantly on alert. Mm-hmm. For a knife to go flying by your head or something,
oh my God,
where you're just like,
hilarious.
Well, that's how that stuff goes. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying these people were doing that, but I know the feeling, if like these kids might have, where you're, oh God, I just want to relax in my own house. Do I have to actually worry about everything I touch today?
Yeah.
And you do, because that's once that stuff catches.
Mm. Well, and once it starts paying the bills and you have to keep up in the ante.
Someone
but swearing at their kids is so, oh, that's awful.
$500,000 last year.
Ugh.
That's good money.
That is solid income.
Yeah,
that is for sitting around thinking up dumb pranks to play on your kids.
Whew. A 24-year-old woman named Barbara Emily Lowry in Cullman, Alabama. She recently found out her boyfriend was cheating on her.
Uh-oh. They don't take that lightly down there in Bama.
Is this the revenge story?
This is the revenge story.
All right.
Here we go.
Unfortunately, though, the little tidbit you need to know before I get into it is, I guess she thought he was her boyfriend, but he didn't realize that.
Oh.
You know, yeah, we hung out.
So she must have done stuff with him and was like, well, that makes it official. I mean, I don't give that to just anyone. You're my boyfriend now.
That technicality, you know.
Bummer for her.
Didn't slow her down, though. She wanted revenge for him getting it on with another woman. She says, quote, I prayed about it and stuff. As she looked for guidance.
She turned to the vengeful God.
On what to do about her cheating man.
Mm.
Anyway, the answer that Jesus gave her was, you should trash his car.
Oh.
Oh, no. Who would do that?
Right?
Who would
if Jesus told
that?
You to do something, you do it. When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
So on Monday morning, she went to his work, jumped on the hood of his Volvo, and kicked in the windshield.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone saw her and took a video of the entire thing.
Oh, fantastic. Is it viral? Can we see it?
She's actually a really pretty girl.
Yeah, she is lovely.
Hair's all dreadlocked and couple face tattoos, but still very pretty.
Oh, face tattoos and dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks like Tori Amos.
But yeah, I mean, saying that you might have, I don't know what picture you'd get, but she's actually very pretty and...
Pretty in like a, I don't know, was rolled through some dust. And I don't know. She looks like someone you'd see at Burning Man, frankly.
Right. You're going to that? What's the matter with you? You're going to be there?
I'm not going to that.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm not.
Write that down.
What does this say? I'm totally not going. You can write it down. I'm not
okay,
going.
We'll write
I
it
just
down.
Had this conversation the other night.
Who?
With Danielle and my husband. And,
and what was the verdict?
I said, no, I'm not going to that. And they went, all right. Does it say dirty or flirty or it's IRTY?
It's a neck tattoo, which is a pretty bold commitment. I must say, as a person with a lot of tattoos, I haven't gone neck tattoo.
She got a temple tattoo, too.
Yeah.
She looks kind of like Dave Perner's hair, if anybody remembers him from Soul Asylum. He's like the white boy, kind of like a dirty blonde hair with like weird dreads in it. It's, she's not a bad looking girl.
She's been arrested, though, for disorderly conduct. Apparently, Jesus was wrong on this one. And
he should not have
kicked his car. And besides... He never said, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Right.
So they
she
weren't
just
official.
She assumed because of the stuff she let him do. So she was like, I guess we're in this together now.
What thing does a lady let him do that makes him her possession?
I think you know.
I'm not sure. Mm. I really don't know if I know.
Maybe we can talk about it on the secret show.
You want to say?
No.
What secret show?
I was hoping
this
you'd tell
secret
me.
Secret show we're doing after the show today? Are we doing that?
Yeah, we're going to do one today.
All right. Woo! Secret show, everyone.
All right, Hooman.
Woo!
Yeah.
What do you mean forcing it? We haven't done one yet this week. We're doing one.
Yeah.
It's our podcast we do. Find it at radioalice.com.
A toilet, a backyard, all these things.
He used to love it. I don't know what happened to you.
It was his favorite thing.
It used to be this thing that you loved and
he
promoted
just, right,
everywhere you went.
So into it.
You listen to The Secret Show? Hey, you listen to The Secret Show?
The Secret Show? It's the best thing we do.
Oh, man, my time's going so
no,
fast.
No, you got plenty of time.
All right. You know how times they are a-changing.
It's so I hear, Vinny.
Some stuff you see coming and others you're like, really? We're going to do that now?
What are we doing now?
I don't know. I mean, I for example, phones kind of grew on us and then took over our lives.
Yes.
It didn't come from out of nowhere.
Right.
We all sort of had these. There was the flip and then the. And each year they got a little better and we've come a long way. Now right. We do everything on them. And
who
many
even needs
people
a computer?
Don't even use it. Right.
No. Why would I have that?
This one, though, millennials, you may have gone too far.
Uh-oh, what happened?
What about live streaming a funeral so that people who can't make it can participate from a distance?
Well, the only reason I say don't do it is because you're supposed to be there and be, you know, paying your respects.
I'm fully
and
into this.
Really?
Yes.
God, you're lazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I do.
If I had a boot on, I would throw it at you.
Get
right
him!
Now. Since I just have a slipper on.
Oh, God, we're throwing things at each other now. You know, I mean, I
think I
see
totally
what you're
fine.
Saying.
What
but
if there's a funeral? Thank you. Oh, he's going to throw it back at me. what if there's a funeral, you know, outside the U.S. or in New York and I can't get there? I got to work. I think it's totally fine. I'm not offended at all.
A third of 18 to 34-year-olds would use live streaming if it was available and they could not attend a funeral in person. They'd be happy to.
Yeah, that does smack of laziness. Oh, I don't have to go because I can watch the live stream. Just as long as I check in on the live stream, they'll know
it
I was
seems
there.
I can't afford to go. I don't have the money. I can't get off work. I have 10 kids I have to take care of.
I don't want to go.
I
mean,
see
there's
it
never
that
been
way
a funeral I've wanted to go to. I always,
no one wants to go, no. But of course you go.
Of course you do. You're there to pay your respects. So to me, like the guy who's standing there live streaming the thing is like, I don't know. It just feels wrong to me. But I guess that, you know, the kids will dictate how the world goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that yeah, they'll decide.
Conform, everyone.
But you figure if this catches on, it starts to become that, then no one's going. Yeah, I'll catch the live stream. Yeah, let me catch that on the live stream. What time's
the
that?
The guy who's eulogizing will be like, oh, man, we have 600 people watching us right now. This is great. Good attendance.
Good
to
numbers,
to
everyone.
To an empty church.
Charge $20 for each person.
I mean, we're joking, but that's
it.
What this is about.
Right?
This is the changing of totally. This is a social norm. You go to the funeral and support their the family in the time of need, or you don't go. But now you're going to catch that video feed and what? Make comments
right.
At the bottom?
Send little bursts of hearts.
I remember that story. 408 says, I think having a live stream option at the funeral is a good idea. My family's in the Philippines, could not fly out, and it would be a good thing. People said they have been streaming weddings for years. Why not funerals?
I guess. Why not? I'm done arguing about that with the children. So go ahead, children. Have whatever you want.
All right. Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 707 says, Vinny's so right. I do that with all my favorite movies.
Do what?
Well, you said that there's going to be on May 4th or the 4th of...
Oh, right. You said that it's neat that nerds will actually participate in the TBS. Even though they have all the movies and they can watch them at any time, they're going to sit down and watch the marathon on the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Bonnie, nice observation. Nerds participate. I like it. It is true. If you know a nerd, they're into it.
Right.
And
whatever
go.
They're into,
right.
They are fully ready to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hooman, the person who talks about being bullied in school, yet is the first one to bully and fat shame others, proving Sarah's point about bullying is not a great character builder. 510 says, what bullying do adults deal with on a daily basis? Are people getting wedgies at work?
No, but you could get bullied by a boss or a coworker. I've definitely felt, you know, pressured to do something or bullied into something. Or, you know, there are people who look to humiliate other humans at all times. That's
their thing.
That's real.
My parents are the perfect example of nerds getting out there and doing things. They're huge board game players and always have game nights with their other nerdy friends. Even went to Germany for a board game convention.
That's so funny.
Yeah, there it is, right
there. I've often thought that there should be a thing called, like, Game Club, where you go in and you're a member and you rent a Scrabble board, or they have, like, a big, you know, Pictionary tourney that, you know, people can watch from their stadium seating. I just think that would be so fun. Like, just to be able to go someplace and play some cards, you know, have some drinks.
Well, that's Vegas. I mean,
not gambling, just like board games, you know. Play a little Scrabble, you play some Sorry, or whatever game you're into. Monopoly.
Isn't that the YMCA? I mean, don't they have... That doesn't exist, really?
You know, maybe there are some out there. But I just thought, you know, someplace that you'd, like, pay a membership for and you'd be able to sit down in like, kind of posh surroundings and people bring you, you know, game
like
snacks.
Like your club.
Yeah, like your club where you go and
the
you play
club.
Games.
The could do that there.
Will they rent me the games?
Well, no, you'd have to bring your own, I guess. I'll put it in the suggestion box.
Thank you. Have game nights, really.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Brad Pitt did an interview with GQ, and it's very interesting.
Oh, good.
Talking about everything.
Oh, good.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.